When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid, which alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves, Selah. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind which lifteth up the waves thereof. They calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they, O, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I fear he not me, saith the Lord, will he not tremble at my presence, which have placed a sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. The sea is come up upon Babylon. She is covered with a multitude of the waves thereof. Because the Lord has spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice. When her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causeth his waves to come up. For thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the river shall dry up. And the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away. Tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him, But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the fore part stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.